Today's Shiz Masechta Mayit Katan Daf Chav. Hey, we will begin on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis at the bottom of the Amud at the Mishnah. Teaches us the Mishnah in Karen. We don't do Kriya V'loi Cholzin, as we've learned previously in those days. Part of the Avelis, part of the Shiva, was that they would take off the clothing from the shoulder. Says the Mishnah V'loi Cholzin, we don't do that. Vei Mavrin, they used to, the first meal after the Avelim come home, is they would give them a Sudas Havra, which has to be eaten by people and served to them from other people's foods, Ela Kriv of Shomais. There's a very fundamental Machlekes Rishonim. How to understand what the Mishnah, what is the case of the Mishnah? The Rambam says that the Mishnah is referring to a situation in Chol HaMoed, where there's a Levaya on Chol HaMoed, and the Mishnah is limiting who could do Kriya. In other words, as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, even in today's shiur, there are situations where people may do Kriya on a Nifter, even if they're not close relatives, if they feel the need to do Kriya. Our Mishnah is teaching us that in Chol HaMoed, we limit all of the Avelis. What the Mishnah is teaching us is that, therefore, all these halachas that we've been learning till now, Kriya and Chalitza, etc., are not done on Chol HaMoed. That's the Rambam's approach to the Mishnah. The Ritva disagrees. And our Mishnah says is talking about even during a regular weekday. And the Mishnah is teaching us that the mitzvah of Kriya only applies to relatives, and so too the mitzvah of Chalitza. And furthermore, the halach is that even though if there's a levaya that takes place during Chol HaMoed, during the week, there is a Sudas Havra. The Sudas Havra obviously normally is performed when the Avelim are sitting on low chairs, as is all of their activities during the week of Shiva. The Mishnah is teaching us that if there's a Levaya, if Shiva commences during Chol HaMoed, there is going to be a Sudas Havra, but that Sudas Havra is not eaten with people sitting on the floor, but rather it's eaten with people sitting on regular chairs. The question of Kriya, so the Rama says that the minig of the Bnei Ashkenaz, says the Rama, is that if a parent passes away, then we do Kriya during Chol HaMoed. But if a different relative passes away, we don't do Kriya on Chol HaMoed. So we've been speaking about Kriya many times in this Masechta. As we mentioned, the Chiyuv of Kriya is based that the Bnei Aaron were told when their brothers, Nadav v'Yehu, passed away, that they shouldn't do, b'gdeichem lo yisrifraimu, you shouldn't rip your clothing. From here, we see that other Avelim, Rachman Slan, are mechuyev to do Kriya. We've also learned that the Kriya should be done standing. We've also learned that the minimum Shia of the Kriya is a Tefach. The Paiskim also say the reason that Kriya is performed is that that causes a person to realize the enormity of the loss. Chaltzin, we said, is that you take off the garment from the shoulder. And as the Taisus Rosh explains, that this is another form of Kriya. And as we've mentioned, the Rama says that nowadays the minig is not to do Chalitza. Mavrin, as we said, is the Sudas Havra. The first Suda, certainly, according to some Rishonim, the entire first day, Avelim are not supposed to eat food that belongs to them. They're supposed to eat food that is served to them from other people. Vei Mavrim, and furthermore says the Mishnah, as we just mentioned, that the Sudas Havra is El Amita Zakufa. And the two Pshatim that we learned are like this. If it's talking about during the week, what we're learning here is that the other people who participate in the Sudas Havra, they sit in a regular bed. If we're talking about Chol HaMoed, the Mishnah is teaching us that even though there's going to be a Sudas Havrah and Chol HaMoed, it should be eaten sitting on a regular bed, a regular table, not on the low, on the floor, as Avelim normally sit. As the Gemara, the Mishnah said that the Krovim of the Mace are allowed to do Kriya. The Chacham, the Filu Chacham, and it seems that that is the Halacha, even if the person who passed away was a Talmud Chacham. Ask the Gemara, is that true? For Tanya, have we not learned how Chacham Shemes, when a Talmud Chacham passes away, says the Gemara, Hakol Krovav, everybody's considered his relative. So immediately ask the Gemara, Hakol Krovav Sakadatach, can we indeed suggest that everybody is a relative of this Talmud Chacham that passed away? Says the Gemara, what the Brisa means to say is, Hakol Krovav, everybody is treated, everybody should act as if they are relatives. Hakol Karmelov, everybody should rip Kriya for this, for his death. Fakol Chotzimelov, everybody should do Chalitza. Fakol Mavrinelov Rechava, and everybody should eat the Sudas Avra. So if that's the case, why are we differentiating? Says the Gemara, Lo Tzricha, the Mishnah is talking about a situation that Lav Chachamu, the passed away is not his karev. So the Chasam Sofer I saw asked, what was the Gemara Havamina, that everybody is considered as the relative of this Talmud Chacham? So he explains that normally when somebody passes away, of course all the people who remain are very upset, but the Talmud Chacham himself is not upset, because now he's going to be able to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara thought, Hakol Krovav, that maybe everybody should be treat themselves like the Chacham himself, and he should not feel sad, because like the Chacham himself is not sad that he's able to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara says that isn't the way we're supposed to react. We're supposed to react that the loss is a serious loss, and since the loss is a serious loss, everybody, Hakol Krovav, should participate in that serious loss. The Aruga Sabaisim has a different approach to this Gemara. He says, the way we're supposed to approach the death of a relative and the death of a Talmud Chacham is very different. The death of a relative, at the moment that he passes away, the pain is great that this relative passed away. But the death of a Talmud Chacham, it's just the opposite. When the Talmud Chacham dies, it's a loss, but the loss is not felt until later when that Talmud Chacham is no longer here. Says the Gemara that what we're supposed to do is, just like when a person, relative, dies, he right away does Avelis, so too when a Talmud Chacham passes away, the people should immediately perform Avelis, not only when we start feeling his loss. Continues the Gemara, via Adam Kasherhu, and if the person who passed away was an Adam Kasher, so also Chayuv Mechayv LeMikra, Kriya is obligated. The Tanya, why do some people's young children pass away? That he should cry when a great person passes away. When an Adam Kosher passes away. Ask the Gemara, I don't understand what you just said. Yifka v'yisabel, is the Gemara saying that he should cry now? The person hasn't, the Adam Kosher hasn't died. Why is this person being punished? Says the Gemara, b'nei shloi bochov v'yisabel al Adam Kosher. He didn't cry when an Adam Kosher passed away. Because, says the Gemara, shakala bochov v'yisabel al Adam Kosher, whoever does mourn the death of an Adam Kosher, and this person, so if the person in our Mishnah was Adam Kosher, so there too everybody must mourn. Says the Gemara, obviously we're speaking about a Lav Adam Kosher, that the person who passed away in our Mishnah is not an Adam Kosher. So the Maram Aratan book says already that he doesn't know the definition of an Adam Kosher. So the Rosh says that the definition of an Adam Kosher is somebody who doesn't do Averis and does every mitzvah that he's obligated to do. He's just not a big Talmud Chacham. The Meiri says the person Adam Kosher is Adam HaMuchzer B'Kashrus V'Chasidus, a person who has a wonderful reputation that he does everything what he's supposed to do. So the Gemara says here that Bana B'Noyser Shalom Meisim, a person's children die when they are young because of he should cry for an Adam Kosher. So the Masha explains. Masha explains that it's Mida Keneged Mida. The Adam Kosher, as we just explained, is an individual who didn't do Averis. Young children are also individuals who don't do Averis. And since they're both in the same category, if a person isn't misabel for an Adam Kosher, then he will have to be who died without doing Averis, then he'll have to mourn his children who also pass away for not doing Averis. The Chasam Sofer's approach to this Gemara is that when somebody takes a loan, there are two ways of giving security. Sometimes you give a mashkin, which is something that you own and that you give as security. And sometimes there's an oriv. An oriv is a guarantor. That means it's not the person who's actually taking the loan that's putting up the security. The arevim, other people, outsiders, serve as guarantors at the loan. And what the Gemara means to say, says the Chasam Sofer, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't necessarily trust that a person is doing the right thing and that he is the individual capable and qualified of giving a security to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because of that, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is children who are the children become the raven. Continues the Gemara. If somebody else was standing there when this person passed away, he also has to do kriya. The Tanya of Shimon Elazar Omer, Ha'omer al ha'meis b'shas yitzis neshama, whoever's there b'shas yitzis neshama, chayiv kriya, has to do kriya. L'maza doima, how do we look at this? L'sefer Torah shenisrif. It's to be compared just like a sefer Torah is burned, just like when a sefer Torah is burned, chayiv kriya. So again, if he was there, why then you have to do kriya in our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, the loikai hasu b'shas yitzis neshama. He wasn't there b'shas yitzis neshama. So the question is, why don't we have this halacha that whoever's there when somebody passes away, that we do kriya everybody who's there? So the Gesher Chaim explains that the reason we don't do so is because the meaning became that there's a concern that if the halacha is that if somebody's there when as somebody passes away, he's going to have to rip kriya, nobody's going to want to attend a person who's so sick and about to die, which is just the opposite of obviously what the halacha requires. And because of that, the minig became, says the Gesher Chaim, that we don't tear kriya even if somebody was there b'shas yitzis neshama. The Shulchan Gevoya has a different approach. His approach is that there's an assumption that the mace is Meichel, the people being there, B'shas Yitzis Neshama. Rav Yosheb Soloveitchik has a very interesting approach to this Gemara. Why, if you're there, B'shas Yitzis Neshama, is it compared to Sefer Torah Shenisrif? So he says, how do we compare to this, a person passing away to Sefer Torah being burnt? So he says, from where does the Kedusha of a Sefer Torah emanate? The Kedusha of a Sefer Torah emanates from a person. If you would have, he explains, a Sefer Torah that was printed, that wouldn't be considered a kosher Sefer Torah. A Sefer Torah is only considered a kosher Sefer Torah if it's written by a member of Klal Yisrael. So we see that the Kedusha emanates from Klal Yisrael, and that's why when a Jew dies, he's considered like a Sefer Torah Shenisrif. The Kotzke used to say that when we speak about a Stam Jew, we say a regular Jew. A Stam stands for Sefer Torah, Tefillah, Mezuzah. Every Jew has the ability to learn, to write Davar Shebekedusha and infuse it with Kedusha. That's a proof to the Kedusha of every person. I saw another pshat why a person is compared to Sefer Torah. Because just like what is the primary purpose of a Sefer Torah? The primary purpose of a Sefer Torah is to learn from the Sefer Torah. There's something to learn from every person. And since there's something to learn from every person, that's why a person is compared to Sefer Torah. Another pshat that the Mashah explains, the Pasuk says, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, that the neshama of a person is compared to a ner, and the Torah is compared to Or, Torah Or. And therefore, every person is compared to a Sefer Torah. Says the Gemara, Kinach Nafshi de Rav Safra, when Rav Safra was Nifter, Loikar Rabban Alei, the Rabbanim did not do Kriya. Amri, they said, Loikaminimenei, since we never learned from him, that's why we don't have to do Kriya. Amal Abaya, so Abaya said, Mi Tanya, that the Braisa, when it spoke about the Chi of Kriya, say her Rav Shemes, if somebody's Rebbe passed away, the wording of the Braisa was, Chacham Shemes, if the Chacham passed away. Void, furthermore, he said, even if you did not learn personally from him, every day in the yeshiva, they will repeat Divrei Torah from him. So even though you didn't learn directly from him, and as I saw, Chassam Sofer explains, Rav Safra was not a person that gave shiurim. Rav Safra, he says, was an individual who primarily wrote svarim. But his svarim were very popular, and everybody learned from those svarim, and therefore, one has to rip kriya when such a great individual passes away. So says the Gemara Sava, they assumed they should have ripped kriya when he passed away. However, Mada Hava, what happened. Amla Bai Tanina. So he said, no, you could still fix it. Because it says in the Braisa, Chacham, Kozman Sha'oiskim Bis Hesped, as long as they're still saying a Hesped on his about him, Chayovim L'Kriya. Savala Mikra L'Alta. So they assumed that they should do Kriya immediately. Amla Bai Tanya, we learned in the Braisa that what is the proper time to do the kriya, kvoid the bespedai, that the right time to do it is at the time of the chesped, because that's when the tsar of the ptira is most felt. Another pshat that I saw is that the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin says chespedim shel tzadikim ma'akvin es apronius lovai, when a tzadik is properly eulogized, that prevents tsaros from coming. And therefore, the reason is because at that point, the Gemara says, Ochlin be'aspeida, that a Chacham said, say a warm hesped about me, the Hasam ke'imna. So if the tzaddik is there, and the tzaddik sees how people are grieving over his passing, that is what causes that he should go to the Olam Emes and daven that there should be no more tzaris in Klal Yisrael. Kinach nafshid Rav Huna, as Rav Huna passed away, Sovel asuvi Sefer Torah Puriye. They wanted to put a Sefer Torah on his bed. And the pshat of putting the Sefer Torah on his bed is sort of a declaration. Kaim zeh mashikosub zeh, that this person fulfilled everything that it says in this Sefer. Amar Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda said to the Talmid Rav Huna, Milsad b'chayi lo svirlei, something, a halacha that he was opposed to as he was alive, Hashtam leikim lavadlei, now you think that's the appropriate thing to do? Damar tachlifa, anoch azita l'Rav Huna, Aisar Rav Huna, debayich l'meisav apurye, he once wanted to sit down on a couch, v'ham amunuch sefer Torah lei, and there was a sefer Torah on that couch, v'kof kada arab, he took a pail, and he turned it upside down, and he put the Sefer Torah on top of that pail. Alma Kusavar, obviously it is the opinion of Rav Huna that also Leish Gabamita, so Sefer Torah Munachala, and as much as you want to show him this great respect, it's inappropriate to do so. It's not what the it's everything that he didn't believe in. Lo have enough Purim Baba. So the Gemara says as they wanted to take the bed of Rav Huna, the bed that Rav Huna was laying on, out of the house, it couldn't go out of the door. The door was too narrow. Sava l'shashulei derech gagin. They wanted to put it down the roof. And says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda, ha gemina menei, we learned Chochem Kvayda Derech Pesach. The proper way of doing, taking out a person from the house is taking him through the front door. And the reason I saw the Mefarshim explain, why is it so important to take him through the front door? Because the front door has a mezuzah. And as the Talmud Chochem is taken from his home, he should be taken through a door that has a mezuzah. So they assume that they should put him on another bed, which isn't so wide and could fit through the door. Amar Rav Chisda, so Rav Chisda said, Gamrina, we learned, Chacham Kvaydo Mita Rishona. The proper covered is that he should be taken on the bed that he died on, not be rotated from one bed to another bed. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Nayin Lechvaydo Chacham Shekvaydo Mita Rishona. How do we know the proper way to do is to bury him on the bed that he was originally on? Shnemar, the Pasuk says, regarding David HaMelech bringing the Aron HaShem from the home of Avinadov. And the Pasuk says, Vayirkivu es Aron HaLakim al Agola Chadosha. The Agola Chadosha was the Aron that the Plishtim, who had taken the Aron and sent it back. And they used that same Aron to bring him back to constantly. They never switched Aron, they never switched on Aron, the Agola. Paras Baba, so they had no choice. They broke down the door, Vafkua, and that's how they took him out the door. Says the Gemara Pasulcher of Abba. So as they began the Hesped, Rabbi Abba said, Roy Hai Rabbani Shatisha Olav Shechina. He should have been so great that the Shechina should have been on him. El Shabavel Garmalei. The reason that it didn't happen was because he lived in Bavel. And as Rabbi Yoshua explains, what the Gemara was meant to say here is, the why didn't the bed through a nace fit through a door? We had that just the other day when they brought the Aron into the Beis HaMikdash, it was able to fit through the narrow door. And the reason is, because he lived in Chutz Laaretz, there is no Shechina in Chutz Laaretz, and therefore they don't have these nisim occur in Chutz Laaretz. The Chasam Sofer explains that what the Gemara means to say is that in Bavel, they did not show the proper Kavod HaTorah, and since they didn't show the proper Kavod HaTorah, they weren't deserving of nisim. Masar Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda, Vamlai Rav Chanan Bar Rav Chisda. The Pasuk says, Hoya Hoya Dvar Hashem, Yecheskel Ben Buzi HaKoyin, Beretz Kaznim. So you see that in Bavel, Yecheskel saw Nevuah. Says the Gemara, Tafach Le'avua B'Sandalei. Rav Chisda, Rav Nachman's father, hit him with his shoe. Amalei, Lava Minaloch, haven't I told you previously, Le'titrit Alma, don't ask too many questions. My Hoya, what does it mean? Shoya Kfar. That means that Yecheskel began his Nevuah in Eretz Yisrael. And since he was an individual, that the Nevuah came to him in Eretz Yisrael, so even when he came to Bavel, that the Nevuah, the Shechina remained with him. Others explain that his Nevuah in Chutz Laaretz was about Eretz Yisrael. And since his Nevuah in Chutz Laaretz was about Eretz Yisrael, that's why he was able to say Nevuah even in Chutz Laaretz. Keful Ahasam, when they brought him to Eretz Yisrael. And the Rishonim discuss here, why is there a point of bringing somebody for Kfur to Eretz Yisrael? Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Ha'am ha'yoshib ba noisei oven, that somebody who's buried in Eretz Yisrael has mechilas avoinus. Another pshat that the Rishonim suggest is that people who are buried in Eretz Yisrael will be spared of having to go through the tunnels when Tchias HaMesim happens, b'meheri b'meinu, going from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael. But the Yerushalmi actually says that it is inappropriate to bring a person who dies in Chutz Laaretz Eretz Yisrael. He quotes the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. The Pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, V'tavo v'tatamus artsi, which means, the Yerushalmi explains, don't bring the body when it's already tamei, when it already left the world, don't bring it then to Eretz Yisrael. The right time is to come to Eretz Yisrael when you're alive, not after you passed away. Amalei Rav Ami Ravasi. So they said to Rav Ami Ravasi, Rav Huna Asi. Rav Huna is coming. Amru, so they thought what that was meant to say was that he's coming when he's alive. And they said, they were concerned, They said, Kavina Hossam, when we were in Bavel, Avalon Ladluin Reshimenei, we couldn't pick up our heads in front of him because of his greatness. Hashta Sinahacha, Asabasrin, and now they're complaining, he's following us. So, of course, the question is, why were they upset? Shouldn't they be happy that a great person like Rav Huna is coming to join them? So the Ben Yoyada explains that while they were in Eretz Yisrael, and Rav Huna was in Bavel, they were able to become the Rosh Yeshiva. But now, if he's going to come to Chutz Laaretz, they will no longer, of course, if Rav Huna comes, be able to be the Rosh Yeshiva. And they were upset that they would no longer have the ability to be Marbitz Torah. Hashta Sinan Hacha Asabasrein. Amalahu. So he told them that what he meant was Aroinaboy, that he passed away, and they're bringing him as he's no longer alive. Says the Gemara, Ravami Ravasi Nafik. Ravami Ravasi went out to the Levaya. Rav Ila Rav Chanina Loi Nafik. Eta Amri, Rav Ila Nafik, Rav Ila also went out to the Levaya. Rav Chanina Loi Nafik. Rav Chanina did not go out to the Levaya. The Nafik Maitama. The one that went out, why did he go? The Tanya, Arana Oivim Mokal Mokam. If a nifter is coming from one place to another place, is being transported, Oyamdim Allah Bashura, we stand with Shura to do Nicham Avelim, Vamila Birchas Avelim Tachun Avelim. Says the Murder Loy Nafik Maitama. And those who did not go out to the Levaya, why did they not go out? The Tanya, because there's another Brysa. This Brysa says, Arana Oivim Mokal Mokam. But ask the Gemara, Kashan Adadi, here we have a stira. Do we go out, or don't we go out? Answers the Gemara, like Kasha. Kancha Shoda Kayemis, if he's still whole, then we go out. Kan, b'she'en Shoda Kayemis. There's a machloikis, what does that mean? Some say that it means that the entire skeleton is there, and others say all that's required is just that the spine remains. And as I saw the Rishonim explain, why does that make a difference? Because the Gemara says that the bones of a tzaddik don't decompose. So we have Shildoi Kayemis, it's a proof that this individual is a tzaddik. And that's why he's worthy that we should go out. Says the Gemara, the Loi Nafik, and the person who didn't go out, Loi Simon Kamei, they did not report to him that his body was still intact. Amri, so now there was a question, Heichi Nanche, exactly where should he be buried? Rav Huna Rivitz Torah Yisrael. Rav Huna was a person who taught Torah in Klai Yisrael. Rechi Rivitz Torah Yisrael Hava. Rechi was such a person, and therefore it's appropriate that they should be buried next to each other. So Rashi explains, what's the word rebates? Rebates means to wash the floor. They used to wash the floor because all the dust from all the people that attended the shiurim. And the Gemara says that both Rav Huna and Rav Chiya gave large shiurim, and therefore they both should be buried next to each other. Says the Gemara, Man Ma'alei, who is going to take Rav Huna's Arin into the cave where Rav Chiya is buried? Amul Rav Chaga, Anam Ma'alei. I am the one that should do so. The Kumtel Talmudic I have by Tamni Sarishnin. I finished learning all Shas when I was 18 years old. Vloy Chazalei Keri. And I did not see Keri. I learned Torah b'Tahara. Umashmalei Kamei D'yadu b'Uvdi. And I was the one that learned Torah by Rav Huna. I know how he acted. The Yom Echad Eshapach Le'Ritzu the Tefillin. One day, his tefillin fell down, and he sat at Tainus for 40 days. I know what he was, a great tzaddik. So the Masha explains, what does it mean that he finished Shas by 18 and he never saw Keri? The Gemara says the Shas, Ben says the Masha, Ben Yudches L'chuppa. When somebody's 18 years old, he should get married. Because when he's 18 years old, that's when he starts having thoughts that might be impure. But he said about himself that I finished Shas. And not only did I finish Shas, he says, I was an individual that never had impure thoughts. I never saw Keri, and that's why I did not have to get married at a young age. Aile, so they brought Rav Huna into the cave of Rav Chiya. Havgana Yehuda Mimine Devor, V'cheski B'smolei. His two sons, Rav Yehuda and Cheskia, one was to his right and one was to his left. Amla Yehudi lecheska. And Yehuda says to Cheskia, Kumi duchtav, please get up. The lav arach ara the kaim Rav Huna. It's not proper that Rechez, that Rav Huna should be waiting to be buried here. Bahadi the kaim, as Cheskia got up, come bahadi amudin nahara. A fire came with him. Chazi Rav Huna. Ivis, Chazir Rav Chana Igus. Rav Chaga saw what was going on and he got terrified. Zak v'leironei, he just left the Aron, the Nafik Vos, and he just ran out. V'hai d'loi inish v'inish. And the reason why he wasn't burnt, says the Gemara Mishum, the Zak v'leironei de Rav Huna. He picked up the honor of Rav Huna, which protected him from getting burnt. Says the Gemara, Kinach Nafshi Rav Chizda, when Rav Chizda was Nifta, Sovel Asuvei Sefer Torah Purye, as we learned earlier, they want to put a Sefer Torah on that bed. Amalei Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak said, Milsad L'Rabbi L'Svirlei, something that Rav Huna, who was his Rebbe, that we learned earlier, was against, Anan Nekam Navidlei, should we do so? Sovel D'Loi Mishal Karei, they thought that they shouldn't make stitches after they did the Kriya on him. When you have a Talmud Chacham, as soon as they leave the Mita, Shailulim, the Kriya that they tore by the Levaya, the Aloch is, you could sew up, not in a strong fashion. Says the Gemara, Kinoch Nafshidav, Rabbi Rav Huna Rav Hamnuna, Asiknu Lahasam. They took them from Bavel to Yisrael for burial. Kimata Agishra, when they came to the bridge, Kamu Agamli, the camels stepped. They didn't know, the camels stopped, they didn't know who should go first. So the Chazak Sofer actually says, from here to Raya, that the Halacha does not require that if somebody is being transported, that you have to carry him. Here we see that you could leave him, you could put him on top of the camel. Amaloi Taya, there was an Arab merchant standing there, and he said, "My hi, what's going on here?" Amalei, Rabbanon the Ka'aver Yakra Hadadi. The Talmid Chachamim are showing their cheretz one for each other, each one saying to the other one, "You should go first." Amar, Gmarama, Ma'anayal Bereisha, or Ma'anayal Bereisha. Each one says that the other one should go first. Says the Gemara, Amar. So this Arab merchant said, "Dinu the Rabbi Bar Rav Huna Leil Bereisha. The Aloch is the Rabbi Bar Rav Huna should go first." Because not only was he a Talmud Chacham, but he was also the son of a Talmud Chacham. Chalav Galim made Rabbi Rav Huna. So that's what happened. Rabbi Rav Huna Mita went first. V'nasa koch v'sheni da'atayu. But even though he maybe was right, he still wasn't the person that should be taking a stand in this question, and his teeth fell out. Pasalahu Yanuka. So there was a young person started saying a hesed. Geza Yeshishim, the child of great Talmid Chachamim, Olam Bavel, came from Bavel, Vima Sefer Mechamos, and he has with him the Sefer Mechamos. The Sefer Mechamos refers to the Sefer Torah. Kas V'Koyd Huchpala, there's a double klala coming to the world. Lirois B'Shoyd V'Sheva Abba Mishina, that we see these two great Talmid Chachamim who are coming from Bavel. Kotzav al alamai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu got upset, v'chomis v'men in the fashis. He takes away, because, explains the Mashah, the reason tzaddikim pass away is because of the averis of the people in the generation. Samach behem, but he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is satisfied to see these great people come to the world, kikala chadosha, like somebody gets married. V'roich avarozus, sos v'sameach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very happy, b'ba'al of nefesh tzaddik. When a great tzaddik comes up to the next world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy to accept that neshama. So I saw that Rav Shach explains this Gemara in the name of Rav Zalman Zatzal. He says that when a person gets married for the first time, of course there's a tremendous simcha between the chassan and kala. But what happens if somebody, Baruch Hashem, got married, he had a wonderful wife, and they had children, and then the first wife dies. At that time, the chasen and kala are happy, but it's not a perfect simcha. Because this person who gets married to his new wife is concerned about what's going to be with his children. He says here, that's what happens when a tzaddik leaves the world. On one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very satisfied. He's satisfied that this tzaddik is coming up to him. But on the other hand, he's upset, he's worried about what's going to be with the children, with the rest of us that are left in this world. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is satisfied with the kala, but everything else is not necessarily something to be so happy about, because we don't know what's going to be with these children, what's going to be with the people who are left in this world. Says the Gemara, Kinach Nafshi de Ravina. When Ravina passed away, Pasuch Lehu Saftana, the hesped that was said was, Tamarim Heniu Rosh, the date trees should shake, Al Tzadik Adamar, because the Tzadik who's compared to a Tamar passed away, Nosim Leilos Kiyomim, let us put days and night, Al Mi Amesim Leilos Kiyomim, for somebody who spent his entire life learning Torah. So the Yin Yaakov explains that when they used to go out to war, they used to take along a branch from a date tree, because a tree, the date tree, is a very tall, powerful tree, and that was a sign that we're convinced that we will prevail in the war. And that's what happens when the tzaddik comes to Olam Emes. He comes and he's strong with all of his schusim, but the rest of us are not necessarily so satisfied, because we're worried about what's going to be left with us who are still in this world. I saw a pshat like this. The tzaddik, on one hand, the tzaddik is called the tamar, and the other people are called tamarim. So he says, the Sefer Avnei Amokim, he says that we know when we speak about the dal minim, one of the dal minim is a lulav. And the Gemara says the lulav represents a person that yesh by tam, vein by reyach, that he has Torah and he doesn't have maisim tovim. And we who are left in this world after the tzaddik leaves the world, we're worried that maybe even if we have the schus of Torah, but we don't have the schus of the maisim tovim of this tzaddik who's leaving the world. And since we don't have the schus of the talmid chachamim who are left in the world, we are worried what's going to be. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Ashi Lebar Kippuk, Hahu Yoyma, he asked him, the day that I will pass away, my Amrit, what are you going to say at my hesped? Amalei, Amina, I'm going to say, Im Barozim Nefla Shalhevis, if people that are so great, like the trees, get burned, my Yaso Azuviker, the people who are just little specks on the wall, how can they survive? Leyoson, the largest fish, Bechika Hola, was caught in a trap. Mayasa Digi Rikok, if the large fish gets caught, how will we survive? Benachal, Shemei Nofel Chika, if in a Nachal Shaitif, in a strong river, it dries up. Mayas may gavim, so a place that doesn't have that strong current, how will they survive? Chas v'sholem, Amalei Bar Avin. So Bar Avin said, Chas v'sholem, the chik v'shal hergus, but tzaddik amina, is this the proper way of comparing a tzaddik? So he said, so my amrit. So he asked him, and what will you say? He said, b'chula aveilim, cry for the people who passed away, for loyla aveda, but not for the person who passed away. Shehila menucha, the neshama of the tzaddik goes up to menucha. The honor, and we who are left in this world are left la'nocha, left in pain at the loss of the great tzaddik. Says the Gemara. Chol shtat alayu. So when Rav Ashi heard their hesped, he was upset. He said, and because of the sapach karayu, what happened was they were punished that their legs got turned upside down. Hahu yoyma, and that day, because of that, the day that Rav Ashi was nifta, loy osula as pudei, they did not come to say a hesped at him. V'ayindar Rav Ashi, loy bar kippa chofetz, loy bar cholon chetz. Both of them were not considered that they are they were ready to say the proper hesped and they were punished. And the halacha is a person who has a turned over leg cannot do chalitza. Because the Torah says, v'choltsu na'aloi me'al ragloi, and not mitachas ragloi, because not that his leg is upside down. Another pshat is that he has to be able to stand straight on the earth, on the floor. And a person whose leg is turned upside down is not able to stand like that in a standing fashion. Says the Mar Rav Kavosla Diglas. When Rav will come to Diglas, which is a river, which was a dangerous place, Amo Leila Barovin, come Eila Mesa. He said to him, Davin, that we should be saved. Kaiv Amo, Bar Rav Shlishis Hamayim. Rav, who's compared to Shlishis, Klai Yisrael is compared to Shlishis. The reason Klai Yisrael is compared to Shlishis, because we're made up of three parts, Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Zachar, Verachim. Remember and have rachmanas. Te'inu machrecha ki'isha mibala. Sometimes we wander away like a woman wanders away from a husband. Al teslichenu kais meimara. Don't leave us. Always remember us. Says the Gemara, Chanan Yochan Zera, Abba Yaakov, Yosef Shmuel, Chia Menachem Simon. These are all simonim for different Amoraim who passed away. And we speak about the spadim that was said about them. We speak about the loss that the world suffered. Says the Gemara, Rav Chanan chasid b'nei Siyahava. Rav Chanan was the son-in-law of the Nasi, lo'kavalei b'ni, and he had no children. By Rachmei, they davened v'havalei, and he had children. Hahu yoyim v'davalei noch nafshei, the day that he passed away, that was the day he had children. And from here, the Pesukim say we could see that even we, who don't give a name after a person who's alive, if the person was alive at the time of the birth, but he's no longer alive at the time of the bris, you could give a name after such a person. However, they say, if the levaya of that person that the name is going to be given is on the same day as the bris, they should first conduct the levaya and then the bris. Pasachalehu saftana. So at that hesped they said, simcha tuga nepcha. The simcha turned into an avelis. Sosn v'yogan nidbeku. The joy and the grief connect to each other. Beisim chas nanach. At the time of simcha, he's sobbing. When he gave him the son, he lost his chen. He lost being his wife. Afikalei chanan ashmei. And they gave chanan name after his father. Says the Gemara, Kinoch nafshi de Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Yochanan passed away, Pasachalei Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar, Kosha yoyim liYisrael. Today is so difficult. Kiyoyim ba Hashemesh b'tzarayim. Like the sun who comes down in the middle of the day. If the sun goes down in the middle of the day. The Ksiv, V'hoyi b'yoyim ahu, V'avesi Hashemesh b'tzarayim. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, Z'yoyim shel Yoshio. That was the day that Yoshio died. Yoshio died young. And the death of Rabbi Yochanan is compared to the death of Yoshio. So I saw that the Michsalazan is safer, Divrei Torah explains, that Rabbi Yochanan was a person who lived very long. Some say he lived over 300 years, some say he lived over 400 years. And the Gemara is saying that even though he lived such a long life, still, when he died, it was like he died young. The world still needed him, the Gemara says. And his death was considered like the world, like the sun came down a middle of the day. Another pshat, why is the death of a tzaddik considered like the sun going down? Because the pasuk says Rabbi Yosef Engel, the Zorach HaShemesh or Ba'a HaShemesh, that the sun goes down and a new sun comes, and then it comes up again. And the Gemara learns from this. The Gemara learns from him. Ain't tzaddik nifter in Masechta Yuma daf lamed ches on the base. Ain't tzaddik nifter. Tzaddik doesn't pass away. Min oilam ach niver tzaddik amosay until another tzaddik is born. That's why the death of a tzaddik is considered like the sun going down. When he died, there must have been another tzaddik born. The Chasam Sofer explains that in the morning we know the sun is on the east. In the afternoon, we know the sun is on the west. In the middle of the day, the sun is right on top of the sky. It shines on all sides of the world. So he says, what does this Gemara mean to say? What this Gemara means to say is that the death, Rabbi Yochanan, in his greatness, was able to influence the entire world. The Chasam Sofer actually said this vart at the hesped of the Austrian king, Franz Joseph, who was considered a very benevolent monarch. And what the Chasam Sofer was saying at his funeral, that Franz Joseph was such a wonderful person that everybody who lived in under his rule was treated equally fairly. Says the Gemara, Kinoch Nafshid Rav Yochanan, when Rav Yochanan passed away, Yosef Rav Ami Shiva Vishloishim. Sat Shiva and Shloishim, like by every Avelis. Amr Rav Abba Breid Rav Chibar Abba, Rav Ami the Ovid, Rav Ami that did this, L'Karmehu David. He did it because that's what he felt he should do, but that is not the halacha. Because says the Gemara, Da'acha Amr Rabchi Bar Abba Amr Rav Yochanan, Afilu Rabbi Shlim Da Chachma, even somebody who's Rebbe, who taught him, who's his primary Rebbe, Eni Yoshev Allah, Yalu Yoyim Echad, you only sit one day Shiva. Kinach Nafshid Rav Zeira, when Rav Zeira passed away, Pasach Le'ahu Saftana, Eret Shina, Bavel, Harav Yalda, Rav Zeira was born in Bavel, Eretz Tzvi Gedlish Yeshua, he grew up in Eretz Yisrael, Oina Allah Amar Rekis, Rekis, Tveria is where he lived, complains, Ki of the Kli Chemdasa, the Kli Chemda of the Talmud Chacham, the Talmud Chacham is considered the Kli Chemda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to bring Chemda and bring Taiva to the world through the Tzaddik. And that's why it said of the Kli Chemdasa. Kinoch Nafshid Ravua, Achisa the Nor the Kisrei Mayim. The beams of Kisrei gave our water as if they were crying. Rabbi Yossi, when Rabbi Yossi died, Shofa Mazav the Tzipuri Dama. The rivers of Tzipuri flowed blood. Rav Yaakov is Chami Koich B'Yimama. When Rav Yaakov died, stars were seen by day. And I saw that the Chibina Rav writes about his father at Hesped. And he said, what does the Gemara mean? It says, during the day, we see the sun, but we don't see the stars. The reason we don't see the stars is because the sun is so much more powerful, it blocks out the visions of the stars. He says, but when a tzaddik dies, so when the tzaddik is compared to the sun dies, so there we don't see the sun, and therefore the stars are able to be seen by day. The Rav Asi, when Rav Asi died, there was such a hurricane that all the trees got uprooted. Rav Chiya died, Nechisa Kippa the Nurim Rekeya. Fire, balls of fire came down from the heaven. Rav Nachman, Rav Samai, Ishtamai, Tzalmanayu, all of the Tzlomim, all the Avodah Zarahs, all the statues were broken. Vava Machatzayu, and they were broken like they were hit with an axe. And I saw the Mefarshim explain, the Gemara calls Rav Nachman Bar Yosi, Bar Samai, the Benon Shel Kedoshim, because he never looked at a coin, because the coins would have images. So when he died, to show that this person was a person who was so careful at not ever looking at a statue, they were all broken. All the statues were broken. The thieves were able to dig 70 tunnels, but not all. When Rav Nuna passed away, Nechisa Kippa the Barda Merkiah, hail came down from Shemayim. And as the Eitz Yosef explains, when the tzaddik is alive, so what comes down from heaven is rain. But when he dies, it no longer rains from Shemayim. What happens is hail and fire come down from Shemayim. Says the Gemara, Rav Hamnuna passed away, the Rabbi of Rav Yossi, Neshiki Kippa the Prasa Adadi. The bridges over the rivers broke. The Bay of Rav Noshki Kippa Diglas Adadi. The different bridges by the Diglas broke. Kinoch Nafshid Mishashi Ton Diklashitzi. The trees, instead of giving fruit gave thorns. And as the Ran explains, it's b'schus that the tzaddik, there's panos in the world. But when the tzaddik is no longer here, the world, the give our thorns, when the tzaddik is no longer here, bridges on which people travel, that to be able to travel from one place to another place in order to make panosah, also all claps. The panosah that we have is b'schus the tzaddikim.